Are you scared?
Is your website pretty?
Are you frightened?
Does it work right?
Are you afraid?
Can people find it?
Never been afraid in your life?
Never.
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us any way that you're listening. We always appreciate it. iTunes, Stitcher, coming soon to Google Play, right fresh off the website, our new fresh website, welcometomind.com. Check it out. We have plenty of Easter eggs on there for you to discover at your leisure. Thank you for following us on Facebook, on Pinterest, Twitter. We look forward to this every Thursday, being here with you and empowering you with knowledge that will help you make the best decisions with regard to your website and get the most out of it. Now, the past few weeks, we've been getting conceptual, you know, kind of stepping back from the general nuts and bolts of your website and looking conceptual and thinking about look and feel and stepping out of your comfort zone in what you're doing. We've been addressing the role that fear can play in business decisions you make and how important it is to step out of your comfort zone when it comes to your marketing, your content, your strategy. You are unique and you shouldn't be afraid to let your uniqueness show. That's where your unique marketing ideas and perspective ultimately come from. Yet so many of us are afraid to do that little thing called being yourself, because being yourself means the buck stops here. And that can be a scary thought to some. Personally, I'm a big fan of individuality because templates and blueprints are all well and good, but they should always be thought of as a baseline from which growth then happens, as you think beyond the template and blueprint and begin to inject your own original beliefs and processes. Can you imagine what a boring world this would be if literally everyone merely followed a template and never deviated from it at all? We would all just be following a template, which means there would be nobody to make the next template. Nothing would ever change, and there would be no progress. And then we would all stand around arguing about who actually made the template to begin with. Template of the dog. Template of love. Shirley template. I'm not a template, and stop calling me Shirley. Okay, I'm done now. Now, the reason I bring this up in such a way is that my wife and I got a free 3-day trip to Cancun, Mexico, and went just last week. Now, the first thing that struck me when we arrived and we're walking out of the Cancun airport is that all the worst cliche used car salesmen in the world must have infiltrated the culture there, because tourists are subject to pressure sales from before you even get out of the airport. Now, this admittedly was my first trip ever outside of the U.S., but my word, I couldn't believe it. Mind you, it was not every business or restaurant or owner or manager. But our experience was that it was easily 60 or 70%. It may have been more, but I'd say comfortably 60 or 70% that engaged in pressure sales, and in some cases actually would charge you more if you paid in dollars rather than pesos. If you were like me and had your had your smartphone calculator out and were, you know, checking everything out. You know, of course they were counting, no pun intended. Yeah, right. Counting on you not knowing the difference. It was a very challenging and, in the end, life-changing experience for me. It got me thinking about a whole raft of things when it comes to connecting and communicating with your audience online. I was basically a cursor, especially to those aggravating taxis that just would not go away. I was a cursor on a website called Yucatan Peninsula and was clicking on the navigation menu for this restaurant, that restaurant, this tequila shop, that ferry to Isla Mujeres, etc. I was a complete, dare I say it, stranger in a strange land, and each successive experience I had helped to shape my opinion of the whole area. My wife and I didn't know anyone there, and we speak very broken Spanish. So each impression and each experience was very important in determining how we both felt about the area and, you know, in determining my own personal opinion. That's what your website is, ladies and gentlemen. It's your own country with many foreign visitors coming in to not only see what you have to offer, but to have an experience. How welcome do you make us tourists feel when we arrive in your web country? Are you pressuring visitors with your content, verbiage, and presentation? Are you trying to force them to give you information, sign up for your mailing list, etc., before they can see much of anything? Are you inviting visitors into your web country with your verbiage and presentation? Are you focused on making your website as easy as possible to navigate so people can easily find what they need, be it information or product? Are you using your blog to educate visitors and therefore make smarter customers in the process? You can do that, you know. You can educate visitors by sharing helpful and insightful information on your blog, which makes them smarter visitors today and smarter customers tomorrow. Smarter customers become long-term customers because you were the one to empower them with that knowledge. If you've ever visited a foreign country, think about whether or not you would want to go back there again. Yeah, the scenery was beautiful, but that alone is not why you would go back. You would go back because your experience there was good and satisfying. The same applies to your website. The single biggest thing I've thought about since returning from Mexico is the fact that each vendor, while we were down there, each vendor, with only one exception, that we conducted any transaction with, from street vendors to restaurants, was honest and helpful and was not pressure sales. We walked away from all the pressure sales people. I don't know about you, but as soon as a pressure sales routine starts, I am disengaged and I am committed to not doing business with that person. Now, in Cancun and Playa del Carmen, pressure sales was off the hook. I tell you, I've never seen anything quite like it. If you're walking down the street by a restaurant, owners, managers, hosts, and hostesses will literally bring their menu out to you because they can tell you're a tourist and they want you to eat in their restaurant and not someone else's. It's even worse than some of the kiosks at the mall. You can tell them no, and in some cases, they'll still follow you as you walk away down the street trying to get you to change your mind. There was one person in this one restaurant who came out and just would not stop. They followed us, and finally, I just turned around and said, "I'm not hungry." You know, it wasn't lunchtime, it wasn't dinner time, but it didn't matter. We were tourists. We must be hungry. Then when we were hungry a couple of hours later, we didn't even consider that restaurant because the first impression was a negative impression for us. That was another website moment, except that with your website, it's way easier for people to leave and never come back if you give the wrong first impression. Think about this when you're deciding on the color scheme of your website. When you're deciding on the general layout of your website, don't just focus on what you like. Your focus should be on what would be most appealing to your client. When you work with a web designer, this is the first major step in the process, determining the basic layout of information. Do you want a slideshow front and center, horizontal or vertical navigation bar? Where do you want your calls to action so they're easy to see and easy for your visitors to act upon and they don't represent you obnoxiously? Everything that follows feeds off of this step, so don't take it for granted. Work with a designer whose expertise you really trust. That designer should be taking all these things and more into account. Now, once you've determined the most appealing and effective layout of the information on your website pages, then you start filling in the blanks with information. From your logo and your color scheme to the images you use to the actual verbiage on your site, this is your first impression to every visitor. What do they see when they arrive? Is it a welcoming invitation to explore further, or is it sales, sales, sales? When you're making these decisions, keep in mind, what kind of customer do you want? Loyal or passive? Do you even care? You should. Nobody talks about it much, but you're creating your own prospect filters with each decision you make regarding the look, feel, and functionality of your website. This is your country, remember. You want us tourists to keep coming back. One of the biggest real turnoffs for a visitor is when they arrive on your page and one of those boxes comes up asking for information like name and email address to sign up for your newsletter. And people either have to fill it out or, you know, in order to go further, or they have to at least X out of it. It may not seem like much to you, but it really sets the tone for that tourist's visit to your site. I'm not saying that it never works, but think about it as a filter rather than over-optimistically thinking about it as a lead generator. Most will probably be aggravated with such a thing and X out of it. Congratulations, your website is now under even deeper scrutiny because you're off to a rocky start. To take it a step further, ask yourself just how hot those leads you get will be. In these instances, you wind up generating more of a passive audience rather than an alpha audience who really cares. Kind of like, okay, I'll do it just to get you off my back, or because I didn't know I could just X out of the box and move on. That's pressure sales, although it may not feel like it to you as a business owner. If you're using Google Analytics, and you should be, this kind of stuff shows up in your bounce rate. That's the number and percentage of people who arrive at your site and don't go any further than the page that they landed on. Your competition is always just a click away. We tourists, when we visit your web country, we don't have to buy a plane ticket to go somewhere else. We can take a sip of coffee, point and click, and wow, doesn't that competitor look great? The same goes for your navigation as well. In the development and design process, you must be working with your dev and design team regarding the actual hierarchy of your website. Again, this can surprisingly be an afterthought with many of you, but it's muy importante that your navigation menu and the flow of your site makes sense. The easier it is for people to navigate and to search and find the information they want and need on your site in your web country, the more time they will spend getting to know your culture and the more souvenirs they will buy as friendly, happy reminders to come back. Remember, we tourists don't have to buy a plane ticket to come back to your country either. Point and click, baby. You want to lead people through your website in a truly helpful way. And be sure to ignore any pressure sales tendencies you may have, especially if you're doing e-commerce right there on your website. Soft sell is okay on your site. Nothing wrong with making some suggestions. A great example of this is a fireworks client of ours. At their checkout, there will be a handful of soft sell suggestions based on the fireworks they buy. Something like, if you like this, you may want to try this too. That's great. It's not pushy and it gets the job done. Then there are those sites that will walk you through a process to receive a product or service that appears to be free or at least a free trial. Getting your name and address and other information from you in a process that takes 5 minutes or so. Then you get to the last step and surprise. Yep, you're hit with the surprise that they want your credit card information, either because that product or service is not free or because they want to start charging your card immediately after the free trial period ends, of course, counting on you forgetting to cancel before the trial period ends if you don't want to continue. That's a real deflator for most visitors, and it significantly lowers your trust level. I've got a great example from our trip to Mexico on this. My wife and I were on the ferry from Playa del Carmen to Cozumel, and there was this wonderful Mexican band playing music on the ride over there. They sounded great. They had great, genuine rapport with the entire audience of tourists from all over the world. And at the end of their set, they passed around a gourd, which I thought was really quite cool, for people to put tips in. They also held up CDs that they had for sale. No pressure, none of that junk. Just letting you know it's available, and if you enjoyed the music and would like to tip us, we'd appreciate it because we work for tips. Boom. Done. We bought a CD, and we've listened to it several times since we've been back. It allows us to relive those happy moments anytime. Conversely, that very night we were in a restaurant, and as soon as we were seated and placed our order, a Mexican mariachi trio comes out to our table and asks if we'd like to hear a Mexican song, and what kind of Mexican song. I said, sure, and of course, asked for a romantic one. They played, and truly, they sounded great. they were really good. And when we went to tip them, they turned up their nose at our tip, and the singer smiled and said, "Only 50 pesos per song, sir." I was livid. Livid. Not because it was a ton of money. It wasn't. Hardly. It was that I felt taken advantage of. They had their own price tag that they did not share before playing a song, which completely deflated what was, up to that point, a really nice romantic moment. They just stuck a price tag on my time there with my, on my short time there with my wife, listening to them. They stuck a price tag on it, didn't share it with us before they played the song. Am I ever going back there if we ever return to that area? No way. Did I review the place and mention the experience on TripAdvisor and Google? You bet. Especially since they were charging us the equivalent of $10 more if we paid with American dollars rather than pesos. And again, not all the businesses do that, but we were warned when we entered the country to beware of that, because there are people who do. And they were embarrassed when I called them out on it as well. We paid with pesos, of course. I loved it. I had a lot of fun with that. Pesos are cool. And by the way, I left good reviews online for the places we enjoyed as well. The point with this, and really with the whole podcast, is that you should treat your website as your own web country. Use that perspective. After the aforementioned occurrence, I was left feeling like, okay, you got my money this time, but there won't be a next time. Hey, some businesses care and some businesses don't care. There will be more tourists. Churn and burn, baby. That's not how you want to leave your visitors feeling when they come to your web country. Hey, sales is an emotional, for lack of a better word, game. Leave your tourists feeling welcome and wanting to come back. That's how you build real customer loyalty. Thank you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, right off the website. Keep your questions coming. WelcomeToMind.com. You can send them, send your questions in there on our Facebook page. Email us. Thanks for following us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter, as always. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Not so funny now, is it?